I've received a query from a devotee in the United States. He's been practicing seriously Krishna consciousness for at least 30 years, I would think. Here it is. Today, while I was reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I came across this verse. Bhukti mukti adi bancha jodi mane hoy sadhana karele prem utpanna na hoy. If one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord. Even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principles. Then the question. Of course the question then arises, how are you supposed to become ultimately free of material desires if the careful execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles is not enough? Please dispel this doubt for me. This quote he's given is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text 175. And the purport, as given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, is as follows. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that if one maintains within his heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, or being embarrassed by the material world, the desire to get out of the material entanglement, one will never be able to attain the transcendental mellows of devotional service. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service. Even if one follows all the 64 regulative principles, he cannot attain pure devotional service with a contaminated heart. This is a reformulation or one form of a very common question that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but the material desires are still there. Note Srila Prabhupada's translation here, even though he may superficially render devotional service. And the devotee who's asking, he casts a little differently. He says, how are you supposed to become ultimately free of material desires if the careful execution of devotional service according to the regulated principles is not enough? In the original Bengali, it's not stated either superficially or carefully. Although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his comment gives the idea that you may be, the comment of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives the idea that one is superficially following all the rules and regulations, but maintaining desires within the heart. The standard reply to this is that, well, one has to be patient. Utsaha nischa dharyat tat tat kama pravartanat sangha tyaga sato vritte. Shadbir bhakti prasiddhyati. Six factors which lead to the complete perfection in devotional service are enthusiasm, determination, patience, following all the regulated principles properly, giving up the association of non-devotees, and following the process as given by the previous acharyas. These six factors ensure the complete success in devotional service. So we often see people come newly to devotional service, at least in this lifetime, and they think, well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, why are the material desires still there? But they may think after 30 years they should go away. They are going away. The very fact that one can remain in devotional service for 30 years means that someone he's been given the strength to resist the calls of the material energy, Maya, which is coming all the time. At every moment, Maya is calling us, but if we adhere to Krishna, on and on and on, that's a very good sign. We should always remember that 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, it's nothing compared to the millions of lifetimes we've been in this material existence. Some important points here. We have to maintain patience. And it is a fact that the careful execution of devotional service to the regulated principles is not enough. It's not enough in the sense that Krishna's mercy is the ultimate factor. The mercy of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas is the ultimate factor. So we perform our sadhana. That in and of itself helps us to come close to Krishna, to remember Krishna, to become purified. But ultimately, everything depends on the mercy of Krishna. We've been in this material existence for millions and millions of lifetimes. We have unlimited material desires in the heart. Just remember that yogis, they undergo severe austerities for millions of lifetimes. And still, Pantastu koti shata vatsara sampragamyo vayora tapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasinya vinchintya tit tatve govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The yogis who perform very difficult yoga practice over many, 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 many years, they can hardly even begin to approach the lotus feet of Govinda. But devotees who are following the lines of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any of the Vaishnava acharyas, they immediately come to the right position of serving Krishna. So we're immediately better situated than the yogis who are trying to become... Their main point of their sadhana is to become free from material desire. Devotees don't directly do much to get free of material desire, but they concentrate on serving Krishna. And then automatically, rasavajang rasopyasya parangrishtva nivartate, automatically the higher taste comes. But Maya is there. Maya is very strong. She covers everyone with her avaranatmika vritti, with her propensity. Everyone in this material world, tribhir, gunamayair, bhavair, api sarvam idam jagat, mohitang nabhijanati mamebhya paramavyayam. Everyone in this material world is bewildered by the three modes of material nature. Thus they just don't recognize Krishna, who is beyond the material nature. So when one tries to go beyond the three modes of material nature, to get out of this covering, then Maya comes in with her prakshepatmika vritti, throwing us back. She goes into overdrive. So that's there, but Krishna helps. For sure, Krishna helps. So if it seems that we're not making much advancement, we should always remember also the example of Srila Prabhupada gave from his own experience of flying in planes. This is a modern example. You won't find in the Vaishnava Shastra that if you may be just sitting in the plane and the plane takes off and you don't even notice, and then after some time you look out of the window and you're way, way up in the sky. So in the same way, we're in devotional service, we may not even notice how we're going up, but we are. We must be going up, unless, as it is stated here in this purport, a comment by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we deliberately maintain material desires within our heart. We deliberately cultivate them. That may be a tough one because we do have very deep material attachments. Therefore, even though we're going on with devotional service, we may find the material attachments remain in our heart even for many years. But then again, we have to remember that we are making good progress. Again, we have to be patient. How to be free of those material attachments with faith in the process of devotional service, that will help us. Krishna will help us if we are sincere. Therefore, tivrena bhakti yogena, we have to perform devotional service very tivra, intensely, that's the word. And that will help to burn out the material desires. Another consideration is, yeah, those material desires that they're deep in the heart. How will they be overcome? Well, the yogis, they undergo severe tapasya. It gives the idea of fire. They're burning in the fire, putting themselves in very severe situations to try to, severe austerities to try to destroy those material desires within the heart. Then devotees also, they perform devotional service very intensely, 24 hours engaged, always serving Krishna, always trying to be in good association, so that they can't even have an opportunity to do anything else. But we have to pray for Krishna all the time. Prarthana karaye sada. All the time praying for Krishna's mercy. Praying for Krishna's mercy to come down. We're reaching up to Krishna by our sadhana and calling out to him, please shower your mercy. Let the mercy come down. So we're trying to invoke Krishna's mercy, which will certainly bear there, but he also, and Maya, his partner, she also wants to test to see how actually serious we are. Now, another factor is that often devotees, they're very sincere to serve Krishna, but they find themselves with so many material desires. In such a case, Krishna often arranges that the intensity of our devotion to him, our surrender to him, that is increased by putting us in very intense situations in this material world, so that we have to call out for Krishna's mercy very intensely, so that we find that there's no other shelter in my life. If we become very comfortable in material life, then we're in a very, or even in our devotional service, if we become complacent. A great example is Mother Draupadi. She was sitting in the palace. She had no idea that this gambling match was going on, or what were the consequences of that were. She was sitting within her quarters, and she's the queen, and she's on top of the world, and everything's nice, and all of a sudden she's being dragged out by this rascal, Dushasana, and insulted in the worst possible way. And then he wants to disrobe her. And in that situation, she could call out to Krishna in a way which she couldn't have done a few minutes earlier when she was sitting very comfortably. Even though she's a pure devotee in full love of Krishna, but her feelings for Krishna became so much intensified at that point when she had no other shelter. Even her husband, who were her immediate shelter, they were unable to do so at that time. So that's an example. And devotees, they experience. There's so many examples. It may not be as dramatic as that of Draupadi, but in our own individual life, we find the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in his commentary on Brahma Sanghita, says that Krishna, he burns in the fire of ordeal all the contaminations within the heart. So, what's the answer in brief? Just have faith, keep on going. Krishna is kind, he wants us to come to him. It may seem very difficult that we will be free of material desires. That we're even thinking like that is a very good sign. That we're even thinking, how can I be free of these material desires? Very helpful is to regularly, even daily, sing Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gopinath song, in which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking the position of a materialist, he speaks as if I'm surrounded by all material desires, I can't get free from them, just calling out, Gopinath, help me. You have to help me. I'm yours. Help me. So praying in this mood, this intense mood of prayer will help us. And Krishna will help us, definitely. Often by putting us into very difficult situations where we surrender to him fully. The gopis, they were put in the situation. Some of them were in the situation. They heard Krishna's flute. They wanted to go to him. They couldn't go to him. They were restrained. They left the body. Same that's described in the Yajnapatnis, the wives of the brahmanas. One of them was restrained from going. They were all restrained, but they went anyway. But one of them was restrained, and she simply burning in the fire of separation from Krishna, she simply left this world and went to join Krishna in another world. So, yeah, we should consider very seriously. We should think, how can I be free? Pray to Krishna, pray to Gopinath, free me from material desire, and engage in devotional service. It may come a point where we just have to decide, look, I've really got to get my devotional service together. I don't have that much more time. You might be 5 years old and think like that, because who knows how much time we have. We've got this valuable human form of life. We've got the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and perform devotional service. When are we going to get serious? Are we going to have to take another birth? Are we going to go on like this, birth after birth? Taking birth, taking to devotional service, going on with material desires, dying with so many material desires, getting born again, and then how many lifetimes do we have to go on like this? So let us be serious in our practice, more and more serious, always. Krishna consciousness is very joyful, but at the same time, it's very grave, very serious. We can't have Maya and Krishna. We can't have both. Krishna wants us exclusively. Saradhaman paritaja mamekam sharanam raja. Krishna wants us to be with him only, without any attachment to this material world. Hare Krishna.